Welcome to the Unfunny Kevin Show. It's Monday, January 16th. How the fuck are you? I hope you're having a great start to your week. Happy MLK Jr. Day. Shout out Martin Luther King Jr. Shout out Dick Gregory. Do your research. Do your homework. Actually, I don't want to say do your research automatically signals QAnon. Like, I don't know, like, anytime I hear someone like, I've done my own research. That's a terrible, that word's really funny too. Research. Why don't you go search again? Why don't you research in depth? Well, I've been doing research and I found out that they eat babies. I feel like before QAnon, anytime you heard the word research, it was automatically associated with something nice or like scientific, right? You know, like I've done a research paper. Now it's like, I do research. I don't watch news. Whew, happy Monday. I hope you guys are doing good. Lots of fun, exciting things to talk about. I went to Costco last week. Had to pick up my glasses and they came out pretty decent. Like, it's chill. It's not bad. It's all right. Like, they're pretty fire. I do like the way they look, but it's been annoying to get used to having to wear something on my face. You know what I'm saying? Like, actually having to do that shit has been kind of weird. Like, I tried it out watching TV. I tried it out reading. I'm getting there. I just haven't had to wear them in so long. But I definitely feel a difference, and sure, it's probably worth it, whatever. I had a lot of weird, like, this week in review, Costco was kind of funny, because, like, I was waiting, when I went in there, you have to, like, I got a text message that said, your glasses are ready, pick up. And, like, pick up to me is, think about what pickup is, like, at a restaurant, right? So it's like they usually have a some kind of shelving unit and they're like, that's for Uber Eats, that's for, you know, pickup over, like, you know, there's always like somebody kind of like half there, half not there, that's just kind of pointing, like the guy behind the register, that's right there, go over there, and you like they tell you just go grab your shit and leave. My point is, when you do pickup, you're not waiting in line. It's prepaid. You're picking up. It's over. You're just there to go fucking in and out. God damn it, Costco. They wouldn't let me. They just wouldn't let me. I couldn't just get in and out. It wasn't that fucking simple for me, was it? I had to pull a ticket. So I'm pulling a ticket and I get like number 87. And the clock says like 69 or whatever, or the clock. No, the counter, the number counter said like 69. And I was like, God damn it. I got to wait like 3 hours to get fucking glasses that I paid for. And it's so funny because Costco people, because they're like members, right? They're fucking members. They like look at one another when you don't know the protocol. So I walked up to the counter and I saw like this one Indian dude and he looked over at like this old like white couple. And they just kind of stared at each other, beady-eyed, kind of almost busting a sweat that I wasn't, like, in line with a ticket. And he's like, buddy, hey, buddy, ticket, buddy. Go ahead and grab a ticket. Another guy's like, yes, grab a ticket right now. Grab a ticket, mister. Get your keister behind me, mister, and grab your ticket. And I was like, God damn it. All right. I'm just picking up glasses. We're all picking up glasses. I was like, okay, fine. Fine. Fucko. So I pull a ticket and the guy turns around, like whips his head, the older white guy whips around. He's like, I'll give you one of mine. I pulled several. I'll give you a younger ticket. I'll give you one that's a little quicker. You know what I'm saying, buddy? I was like, thanks, Texas Jim. I'll take the ticket. So I took his ticket knowing that I would get up sooner. Like, I had 87 and he gave me like 81. So he kind of looked out for me, but then he couldn't just shut the fuck up. I didn't know that that was then the invitation. It was like an exchange. It was like I was like some kind of whore and I didn't know that I was part of a transaction. You know, like, it was like he gave me the ticket and now I owe him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was so fucking annoying. And he was just like, so you from round here? I was like, yes, I'm from round here. Yes, I'm from round the fucking corner. Up your mother's, you know what? What a miserable prick I was that day. I was doing things. I was fucking busy. Anyway, I talked around here and he just started laying into me about like his life, you know, because that's why people want to talk to you in line. They're all just waiting to talk. No one's like, you seem quite interesting. I'd love to learn about you. Where are you from? You know? And everyone has such crazy ADHD. Like, I figured no one wants to have a conversation, but oh boy, do old whites love conversation in line with total strangers that are bearded. So he was talking to me, and he was basically like, yeah, I grew up in the area. I'm a broker. I just waiting for my glasses. You know how that is. And I actually go to Cottonwood Church right down the street. There go. Praise Jesus, baby Jesus, praise Jesus, praise Jesus, baby Jesus. I love Jesus, baby Jesus. And I was like, what? Oh, praise Jesus, baby Jesus. Yeah. Praise Jesus, baby Jesus. Is that what you said? Yeah, praise Jesus, baby. You know what I'm talking about. Cottonwood Church. Anyway, so are you a member of the church? Like, it just like immediately, like it went from like 10 minutes of just boring me to like, oh, this just got turned to like a different tune. This got turned into a higher gear that I'm excited for. Cause I love, if there's anything I love more than dumb people, it's like dumb, deeply like confused, like people, like I love true spiritual people and I love true Christians. Like when I meet someone in the wild, that's a true Christian or someone that's like true to their like Judaism or true to Islam, and they're like really like meeting someone that's like of faith is awesome. No faith, unless you're evangelical, is like militant about recruiting like in that way, or ISIS, you know like in that way, but that's like that's a different thing. I'm talking about actual faith. Like if you read the Quran or if you read the Bible or if you read the Torah, like it's not about like expanding the club aggressively through force and pulling people over side in lines and trying to recruit them. But it was just funny to me because he was just like, yeah, you know, I'm a member of the church. I'm just wondering, you know, are you a member of the church here locally or what's your situation? Where do you go on Sunday? I was like, hey, buddy, it's Sunday and we're both at Costco. That's where I go. I'm part of the church of Costco, I guess, at this fucking point because I can't get out of here and they take all my money. And everyone here is white. So it was unbelievable. And so I'm in there hanging out with this dude that I didn't want to be with. And I eventually got the glasses. And by the time I get out of there, I had to like run home. And I had like my good friends over. And just finally got to like relax and hang out with them and show them the fucking house. So that was nice. But yeah, so I did that. And then it was really funny because a little bit later that night, we had, this was last night. So the fucking internet goes out and that's a big thing now, I guess, like it freaks a lot of people out. Everyone that made fun of me, cause I'm like 90 years old and I have a DVD player and I have an all-star library of content. They can all suck my dick now. Cause I have VHS, I have DVD. I'm ready. I don't need internet, fucko. I don't need it. I got a house phone. I don't need jack shit. I don't need the internet. So the internet goes out and me and my fiance, we were watching something like on HBO and it just stopped and it was pouring rain. And I was like, all right, it's DVD time. And she just busted up laughing. And we had such a great, we had such a great time. Nobody's staring at the TikTok or the iPad or the text messages, just having a good time, enjoying one another's company and watching funny shit together. And we didn't get it back till like way later. And when I woke up in the morning, I wasn't even really concerned. I've never been concerned about that shit because I just know better than to rely on it. But yeah, so that was like yesterday. That was like a fucking weird one. And then I had to deal with such strange shit as it pertains to like finances. Like I've been really looking at like what I'm spending and taking a look at like different credit card promotions and all this type of shit. Cause you know, I'm getting married and I want to get like points and like shit like that. And it's crazy how much of a fucking, I mean, you guys know, any average person, even QAnon people know like how much of a racket like fucking banking is and credit is. And it's just so fucked up. Like finances in general, like just how awful and crooked and predatory like lending and like it's just so fucked up and weird. And it's like it's just one of those things, you know. Like my fiance's grandmother, she doesn't have a debit card. She literally has been writing checks since the dawn of time. And she still does the same thing. She doesn't even use an ATM. She writes a check, goes to the bank, and pulls cash. She doesn't use a debit card. And it's like genius, because no one, she's not worried about her account security. Her card isn't on the fucking dark web thanks to some weird Amazon scam. Her fucking information's not floating around to be fucking knocked off and interpreted and stolen and reused and recycled by some fucking weirdos in Chechnya and people taking your BIN, your bank identification. Like, it's like, it's just secure and it's smart and it's an easy way to live. And obviously it fucks you over in many degrees, because now places are cashless. We're cashless. We don't accept cash. And it's like so stupid. Like, it's so stupid. Cash is the greatest form of money we've ever had. It just makes the most sense. If I have $100, that's all I have. I have $100 cash. What about credit? You don't need it, buddy. I have $100 cash. So I can go do $100 worth of things. And you go to a restaurant, you put down $50. It's over. Try it with your debit card. I've been seeing this just by looking at our budget. You put a debit card down and they take it from you. Oh, thanks for coming. They swipe it. You think it's over. It's not. You threw a fucking $15 tip on that debit card. 3 days later, your bank account's a little lighter, because it's like, oh, they chose the charges. Well, we didn't push the charges through till a few days later. Well, your account balance was off then for fucking what, 3 days? You know, so you're blowing money. You're blowing through money you don't have. Everything's digital. Everything's online. You have your little banking mobile app. It's just numbers. No big deal. And then before you know it, you've blown through all of your shit. And the bank doesn't give a fuck. And if anything, it makes their lives easier. You're not coming in to check your balance. You're not bothering the tellers. You're not using their ATMs. They've given the access to you. Isn't that great? You, but they charge a fee, don't they? A monthly maintenance. What the fuck is the fee for then if you do everything? If everything's on you, it's all in your control. But there's fees and there's more fees. And there's a maintenance fee and there's a cleaning fee. Oh, and there's a transaction fee. A transaction fee. Yeah, there's a transaction fee if you use an out-of-network ATM. Oh, there's a fucking fee. Oh, great, a fucking fee. And then on top of that, interest? Oh my Jesus. Interest is like the greatest scam of all time. It's as old as time. It's the fucking mafia scam. It's not, hey, let me give you some points on your money. Points? Points. You're going to pay me points. What's points? Interest points. Interest points on the principal. Interest points on the principal. It goes up to the mafia of fucking Best Buy. That was like a huge victory I had. We had this stupid like financing, like 24-month financing on your television with Best Buy. And I figured out that, you know, we were paying more than the minimum to pay it off in time. And we ended up, we only had like $300 left. And I was like, oh, we're going to pay it all. But somehow it didn't go through in December. And so the financing eclipsed the date. And so it said $699 plus my $300 principal was due in January. Oh my God. It was hilarious. The account is under my fiance. So I called literally pretending to be a woman. And it was so funny because this customer service representative was clearly overseas. And she was like, hello, ma'am. And I was like, yes. And like, she would giggle. She's like, thank you for calling, ma'am. Like, she'd fucking, she giggled. I got the shit taken off, but it was hilarious. She would giggle. Like, she giggled at me because she knew I fucking was not a woman. This is a good place to take the rambling man's break. And I want to take a Oklahoma smoke break, if you will. Oklahoma has free shipping on three or more packs right now. And if you don't know about itsoklahomas.com, then you haven't been listening to the show. Itsoklahomas.com is the alternative smoke for tobacco quitting folk. It helps satisfy your cravings with nicotine-free, tobacco-free CBD cigarettes. They look and smell just like a cigarette. They're made with 100% organically grown additive-free hemp. And it keeps that routine to satisfy that oral fixation. You get a 42-day money-back guarantee, over 40,000 happy customers. It ships within 24 hours of placing your order. This fucking shit is the real deal. It supports cutting back on your cigarettes, made with 100% flower. It's okay to be a quitter. Go to itsoklahomas.com, put together your fucking cart, and then use the code UNFUNNYKEVIN, UNFUNNYKEVIN. Collect 15% off your first order with UNFUNNY. KEVIN, Unfunny Kevin at ITSOKLAHOMAS.com. It's Oklahoma's.com, and enjoy the best alternative. This smoke is the closest thing I've gotten ever to a cigarette without having to smoke cigs, buddy. Keep it easy, keep it light, throw it in the rotation. Like I've said, put down the dabber. Pay attention to your child. Kick the nicotine habit and enjoy it. It's Oklahomas.com and buy your very own Oklahoma Smokes. Tobacco-free, nicotine-free, must be 21 or older to purchase.
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
So I went and saw a movie today. It's called Holy Spider. And if you pay attention to like Cannes Film Festival and shit like that, you've probably heard of it if you're like a film buff. But if you haven't, feel free to Google it. Holy Spider was absolutely incredible. I don't really care if anyone tells you otherwise. It was written by Adli Abbasi, writer and director, Iranian, and he fucking knocked this out of the park. It couldn't have been more timely. It was set in like, basically, if you're like a crime junkie person, you would love this shit. It's based on the true story of the spider killer, and it's called Holy Spider. It was this fucking nut in Iran, Sayyid Hanai, and he found himself on a mission from God and killed 16 women between 2000 and 2001. And it's set in that era. It's shot in like Jordan, but they dress it up and they make it look like a fucked up part of Iran. And it took place in the holy city of Mashhad, Iran. And, you know, if you know anything about, I mean, I've talked about it on this show before. You've probably, you know, seen this in the past, but, you know, Mahsa Amini was murdered and, she's from the city of Mashhad, and Mashhad is like a holy city, in Iran. And it's crazy because this is, you know, takes place allegedly there, like allegedly meaning it was shot in Jordan, but it's like a crime drama thriller. It's fucking amazing. Incredible acting. The guy who actually plays Sayyid Hanai, he's really fucking good. Like the guy who plays the killer is really good. And it's like this female journalist who just travels to the city of Mashhad to investigate the serial killer targeting sex workers. So, you know, it's like, it's really good. I don't want to give much of it away, but it's just shot beautifully. It's subtitled, so you don't have to worry if you don't speak Farsi. If you're just a cinema fan, it's just so fucking good. And Abbasi has other works. I've seen his stuff before, but I just feel like as far as it goes, this is really good. And I think he directed The Last of Us, which I didn't get to watch yet. I'm sure everybody loves it. But he directed, I think, the first episode or the second episode or something. Something like that. But holy shit. Holy Spider was really fucking good. I mean, I've seen pretty much all the, like, Iranian cinema is just so great. And I've seen so much of it recently. And this one just fucking stood out. It was just so good. It was worth the money. I saw it in a fucking matinee. It was like $10 a ticket. I took my fiance. She loved it, you know? And yeah, definitely fucking check that shit out, man. It was so good. So fucking good. Yeah, so I've been just doing shit, just relaxing, trying to catch up with myself. Lots of fucking shit going on with Tapped In. We did a great show last week. We got 3 more shows this week. Another show next week. Working on stand up, doing the rebrand for the Unfunny Kevin show. I think episode 90, you'll see the new cover art. I was going to do it this week, but I was like, I'm still fine tuning font and shit like that. Yeah, you know, it was funny. I was I was talking to some rapper for Tapped In, and they talked about like, yeah, you know, it's important to take care of your day ones. You know what I mean? Take care of your day one homies. Take care of your day ones. And I thought that was funny because I think about it and like I have friends, you know, from day one or whatever, like really old friends and shit like that. And I agree with the sentiment. I was like, I soak it up. I'm like, yeah, okay, take care where you did. Yeah, take care of your day ones unless they're worth zero. That's my fucking takeaway. Because a lot of them might be worth zero, right? Like if you have fucking someone who's like negative and shitty and drags, you know, don't take it. Fuck them. Fuck that day one. You know what I mean? That's a ridiculous sentiment. Don't fucking, you know, like just because they're there, they were present in proximity to you, doesn't mean that they're fucking relevant, you know? Fuck that shit. And I'll leave you with an iPad kid update because I am now an iPad kid. I did like this thing, like my phone, I talked about digital minimalism, so I won't beat this with a fucking, I won't beat the dead horse here, but I have like all the social media shit on my fucking tablet that I got. And it's hilarious. I only average about 45 minutes on the tablet. So as an iPad kid, not fucking bad. And then on the phone, my time was like at 8 hours. And I told you guys, I brought it down to like 3 last week because it's like Monday today. Sunday, I got the report. I was at 2 hours and fucking 30 minutes. That's it of screen time on the iPhone. And it's funny because the iPhone just really has like Maps and like Spotify and that's kind of it. And I realized a lot of that time went to Maps. So I'm like trying to challenge myself because like, look, a lot of you, some listeners grew up with internet their whole life. And I love that demographic of the show. Some listeners like me remember the, I call it like BI, bi, like bisexual, before internet era. And it's like funny before internet, it's like you just kind of, it's like you know, it's like having secret sauce. Like nobody, like kids that were brought up with it don't understand. Like there's like some freedom to it. And like you can just exist without, you know, without being monitored and shared and spread and liked and favorited and DM'd and whatever, cyber bullied and all that bullshit. And, yeah, you know, it's just, it's funny. I've been enjoying living in the real world and, being super untethered and shit. And I think it does improve your relationships with people. I think it makes you, much more present without argument, and it makes you you're like a better hang, you know, you're not just like impulsively staring at something that's irrelevant and just stares back at you, you know, it's just much better. It's a better system. And it's not practical for everyone, but if you can make it happen, make it happen. My new challenge to you, because it's going to be my challenge this week, is to try to delete your Maps app. Try to delete your Maps app. Try to be lost. Just try to be lost and enjoy and see what happens. Just read street signs and look at a Thomas guide. Print out a map quest. You know what I'm saying? Just look at, get a map of your city. And learn where the fuck you're at. Because you know what happens? If you pay attention to your surroundings, you might realize you're alive. If you start caring about where you are and not relying on some weird thing in your pocket to locate you, you might remember you're alive. Okay? That being said, please continue to support the Unfunny Kevin Show by going to unfunnykevin.com, listen to the episode, sharing with a family, a friend, a QAnon aunt, an Antifa uncle. I don't give a fuck. Please share the show. Thank you for your support. I really appreciate it. Give us 5 stars in the Apple Podcast Store with a comment. I need those comments racked up for this year. I need some comments in there. And 5 stars on Spotify. Email me your crazy questions at theunfunnykevinshow@gmail.com. I'm going to start rolling that out in February, just doing like Q&A and shit like that. And then support me by following Unfunny Kev on Instagram, UNFUNNYKEV, TAPPEDIN at Tapped In. Visit tappedinmusic.com. Sign up for 10% off future merch drops and our newsletter to stay tapped in. And last but not least, please support OneMoonManyStars.com, the only official merchandise for the legendary Paul Mooney, with all the money going to his fucking actual Mooney family, the Moonleys. All right. Thank you, guys. Stay safe, and I'll see you next week.